and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Thank you all for being with me. It's Monday again. I hope you had an amazing weekend. Amazing. They go by fast, but they still could be amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Brand new biblical question. We did not discuss last week biblical question yesterday at the meeting. I forgot for once. And then the assignment was so interesting that the focus was on that for the most part. But sometime this week we got to get into the biblical question from last week. Last week biblical question was what are you trying to win? What are you trying to win? That's last week's biblical question. Amazing. Brand new biblical question this week. And it's a doozy. I think you all are going to like this. Brand new biblical question. Who's dumber? Men or women? Who's dumber? Men or women? Isn't that an amazing question? It's a doozy. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. Jesse Lee Peterson. .com/show. And if you're busy, like a lot of you are, working people, you're working out, you're doing whatever you're doing, you can still be listening to the show as you're doing whatever it is you're doing, whether it's working out or whatever, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. Amazing. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Monday. And all those who have been listening for a while, and maybe the new people might not be aware of this, we take all calls. We deal with all issues. But Mondays, we take the women, the ladies' calls, they come in first, right? Because Mondays is female Monday. All my life.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
What a mess! What a mess. I want my country back. I want my country back. But it's not coming back. That's reality. So my only other choice, I have to live from within. Thank God for that. I have to live from within in order to survive what's happening in my country and the things to come in this country, my country. Isn't that amazing? Have you ever considered how bad things really are now in America? Nothing seemed the same anymore. Nothing. Zero. Services, love between the human beings, military gone, the government completely out of control, out of control. Relationships are nearly impossible now, marriages and things like that. But most of all, even though all those things are bad, the borders wide open and people coming in from around the world, crime piling up like not going north. Did you ever imagine that one day America, the United States of America, would have crime allow, encourage, assisting crime going absolutely out of control? Did you ever think one day that would happen in America? Did you ever think one day that America would fight to take away the police from protecting the innocents? They fought to have the police take away, be taken away. No, defund the police. And they made up lies that it was due to race. Big lies, right? And the people fell for it, right? Did you ever imagine one iota that crime would be in the, out of control the way it is today in America, a Judeo-Christian country? Remember, there used to be police everywhere you went. And as a result, crime was not out of control. The criminals were contained for a minute. Not all, but most. It's gone now. And crime is like a third world country. It's like a third world country in America. Isn't that amazing? Mind blowing. Well, you might be better off in El Salvador now, living over there, because there, according to the reports, the president of El Salvador, he has and is doing all he can to crack down on crime. He's locking them up. Lock them up. And supposedly he's a Christian, too. But the crime in El Salvador, according to report, is going way down. almost non-existent. This is from the Washington Post. In 2015, El Salvador was the world's murder capital with 107 homicides per 100,000 people. This was in 2015. As if one of Chicago's worst neighborhoods was a country unto itself. It's amazing to me, speaking of Chicago, it's amazing to me that for years, a long time now, that the Democrats have been in control of Chicago, both black and white Democrats, and no one has been able to make Chicago safe again. No one. It's only gotten worse. Even when I was a teenager and I would visit Indiana, we were told not to go over to Chicago because of the black crime. That's been many moons, and it's only gotten worse now. Somebody don't want Chicago to get better. But anyway, back to El Salvador. So, as one of Chicago's worst neighborhood was a country unto itself. In 2023, the Wall Street Journal reported the country with the highest murder rate now has the highest incarceration rate. The country with the highest murder rate now has the highest incarceration rate. We need that man over here. What he doing over there? Well, we need him over here. Bring the president here. Isn't that amazing? In 2023, according to the Wall Street Journal report, the country with the highest murder rate now has the highest incarceration rate. Crediting this man, President Nayib Bukele, crediting one man, he's getting the job done. Can we say great white hope? Who kicked off a gang crackdown with strong support from locals and can now live and do business safely. And he, according to the report, he did it in just a few years. It didn't take all day. What is he doing over there? Well, we need him over here. What he doing over there when we need him over here? Amazing, huh? Don't tell me America has to put up with this crime in our country now. As a matter of fact, I've been to El Salvador a couple of times. Maybe three, maybe even four times. And a beautiful country. So I traveled, and we landed in El Salvador, and we had to take a car over to San Salvador. And so between El Salvador and San Salvador, we were on pins and needles because we thought we were going to get hijacked. At that time, it was really bad for being hijacked by the bad people. And when we arrived down in San Salvador, it was beautiful. Mexican people living like white people. They even had other Mexican servers waiting on them hand and feet. Isn't that amazing? And in El Salvador, I don't know if things changed, but you can see without even looking the difference between the haves and the have-nots. And mostly Mexican or El Salvadors, whatever you call them, and the other El Salvador, you were either poor or you're rich. I mean, rich, yeah. And the poor people lit the boots of the San Salvadors. They were working those people hard. And I saw that with my own eyes. So they're not Mexican. I'm told that they're San Salvadors. Salvadorians. Whatever. Salvador is a Salvador is a Salvador. But there was a different. You could see the poor and the rich. That's what they want to happen here in America. The government and whomever else trying to destroy our country. They want the poor and the rich. That's it. No middle class. But anyway, but it was definitely beautiful over there. But can you imagine this guy got rid of all that? It could be done. Amazing. This is from former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. He interviewed the El Salvador's president, Nayib. In just a few years, Bukele brought down crime, bringing peace to his country. Watch this from Tucker Carlson on YouTube.
MS-13 is one of the major gangs.
And they are satanic also.
That was my question. So very
I'm
little...
Sorry.
No, but I would hope you will explain it because very little has been written in the West about this.
Sometimes when you interview gang members that are in prison, they will say, I'm out of the gang. Of course, they're in prison, but they will say, I'm not a member of the gang anymore. And when they asked him why, and he said, well, because I was used to kill people. But I killed for territory, I killed for to collect money, I killed for extortion. But I came to the to this house and they were about to kill a baby. And he, the killer that had killed tens of people, said, oh, wait, what are we doing? Why are we going to kill that baby? And they told him, because the beast asked for a baby. So we have to give him a baby.
Amazing. A spiritual battle, huh? That's amazing. There he was talking about MS-13, how satanic the gang organization was. Here's Tucker Carlson. The man is really young. I didn't realize he was that young. I thought he was older. Amazing. Here is Tucker Carlson. Here's where Nayib shared with Tucker how he defeated the gangs of El Salvador and brought peace to the country.
Of course. There's a spiritual war and there's a physical war.
Yeah.
And the physical war could be, that's the unofficial.
Yes.
That's the unofficial version. The spiritual, if you win the spiritual war, it will reflect into the physical war. So our impressive victory was because we won the spiritual war.
Amazing.
Very, very fast.
Well, that leads me, I didn't expect.
Because you didn't have competition. I mean, they were satanic. I think that made it easier.
That's deep. Amazing. He write, it starts inside of you, the spiritual war. You beat the spiritual war, the physical war is easy. So he's 47 years old. That's your age, hey?
42.
Huh?
He's 42.
He's 42. He's 42?
Yep.
That's how old you are?
Yes.
Amazing. So you could be the president of El Salvador?
Uh-huh. I'm a week older than him, actually.
Wow. He's a wise man, it seems. It's a spiritual battle. He's absolutely right. I think I want to replay that, Hassan, where you talked to Tucker Carlson about it being a spiritual battle and how he was able to defeat the gangs of El Salvador and brought peace to the country. Watch how you talk about the spiritual battle. Watch this.
Of course. There's a spiritual war and there's a physical war. And the physical war could be, that's the unofficial.
Yes.
That's the unofficial version. The spiritual, if you win the spiritual war, it will reflect into the physical war. So our impressive victory was because we won the spiritual war very, very fast.
Well, that leads me, I didn't expect.
Because you didn't have competition. I mean, they were satanic. I think that made it easier.
That's deep. Amazing. That's what's going to happen with each individual here. When you win the spiritual war inside of you, the rest is easy. It's easy. But because it's a spiritual war, it's not a physical war. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits. Amazing discussion. Now I have to go and see the whole interview. I had no idea Joel gave me this. What the? He black. Amazing. Tucker, let's see here. Just some fun facts about all this. According to the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal, more than 1% of El Salvador's population was in prison in 2023. That's everybody, right? Everybody and their mama in prison in 2023. Double the incarceration rate of the United States. Amazing. Don't you see now, folks? I know a lot of you already see this, but we don't have to have crime out of control as it is in my country. It is bad. It's like really bad. It's really, mamma mia, hola, si, señor, bad. Maybe I should move to El Salvador now. Because we're definitely becoming, well, we already a third world country, but quickly becoming one. I saw that stupid Joe Biden he was celebrating the D-Day thing. So he was like over there visiting with other so-called presidents. And he was promising more money to Ukraine. We're going to give you more money. I'm like, what the? Daddy, if it was a family, is giving away all the money to the new wife. And nothing to his children at home. They don't want things to get better in the country. They're doing nothing to make things better. And now they have an election coming. They're lying to you about everything. It's all Trump's fault, they say. And this president in El Salvador, according to the report, he arrested 70,000 gang members. That's from the AP News. And I remember seeing on one of the networks where they were showing all the people being arrested over there in El Salvador, and they were all living, looked like, in the same room, sleeping on floors and everywhere. What is he doing over there when we need him over here, if ever? We need the president of El Salvador. We need him now. But don't worry. Hopefully Trump will be back. That is amazing. Really, and they got so young. It's hard to find millennials and Zs with that kind of common sense now. And he understands that it's a spiritual battle. What is he doing over there when we need him over here? Nice report on that. I had no idea. What a mess! And as I was saying earlier, the crime here is out of control, folks. Ain't no telling what might happen next. And there are no police around. Did you see that over the weekend? I believe it was this weekend. They had those Allahu Abba people that's fighting for Palestine. They've been, you know, marching and rioting and doing all that mess. They surrounded the White House. I guess it was this weekend. And they were chanting. They were supporting the terrorists in the United States of America. And no police around. I have this incredible story about this possessed random shooting at random shooting at drivers in California. He's just sitting out there randomly, according to a report, shooting at the people driving by. I saw this on the local news. I was like, what the? And no police around. Think about that. We don't have police around. They agree with radical Black Lives Matter worse than the KKK to get rid of the police. White people, y'all gone crazy. Ain't no way I would have agreed with that. As much as they hate you, who you think the people are going to go after first? And then they're going to turn on each other because that's what anger does. Anger is evil. So it'll go after their perceived enemy. And once they destroy the so-called perceived enemy, they're going to turn on each other. Look how human beings turn on one another. Have you ever thought about that? Look how groups form together, right? And they destroy what they think is their perceived enemy. And when that is done, they turn on each other. Or if they can't destroy the enemy, they'll turn on each other. There's no love and anger. Look at your mama. When you don't obey mama and do what mama wants you to do and worship mama and put mama on a pedestal, what does she do? She builds an army. She turns on you. And then the weak members of the family go along with mama. You ain't never done nothing to them, right? They'll go with mama. Poor mama. That's what evil is. Never, ever, never, I don't care. Do what you want, of course. Do not trust an angry person. I don't care who it is. An angry person is evil. And they will turn on you. One disagreement is over. An angry person, male or female, is two hoops and a holler from becoming Jeffrey Dahmer. 888-775-3773. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage That's why I write about, in the first chapter especially, how I overcame scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. What they doing over there? What we need them over here? Amazing. So listen, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And James Hake is on fire. And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday TV, he black. Better known as Arkansas in Shreveport. I will never forget that. What the? And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby, natural energy, given to him by God. So before I go to the phone, I just want to, I mentioned the protest in Washington, D.C. Over the weekend. And I didn't see it over the weekend. I just saw sound bites this morning when I was watching the news, local news. And this is from the Times of Israel. Pro-Hamas, Pro-Hezbollah, the right name?
Hezbollah.
Protesters cheered jihad. This is not over in Israel or Palestine. This is in America. Did you ever imagine? Doesn't it make you shake in your boots? They were saying jihad at anti-Israel rally in D.C., demonstrators near the White House protest Gaza war in terror group attack. They look like Allahu Akbar people. They burn U.S. flags while waving the enemy's flag, by the way. In London, thousands march against Israel amidst chant of from the river to the sea. Amazing. Also, they put paint on what's the name of that guy's statue in front of the White House? He's on a horse. George Washington. They put paint and stuff on George Washington's statue.
Maybe Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Jackson, somebody. That's amazing. I want you to think about it. And no police was around. They said the security guards either ran or they tried to run them off, but it didn't work. In America, we don't have protection. Our enemies are now on our soil burning our flag and chanting jihad. And you're behind closed doors shaking in your boots. There's no love. I think one of the most unfortunate things, well, it is the most unfortunate thing that ever happened to human beings, to the nature of human beings, is that they have no love. And if you don't love all, you love none. You cannot love one and hate the rest. You cannot love your family but hate your enemy. You cannot love your husband or wife and hate your enemy. If you don't love all, you love none. And one thing that is lacking, not only in my country today, is love. There's only hate. A few people waking up to this, and those few who are truly waking up, they are going to have a powerful impact on the world because that love they have is not their own. Human beings don't have love. And hate, anger, resentment, whatever you want to call it. I would talk to a young lady, and she was like, I don't hate my mother. I don't hate my mother. I'm like, yes, you do. I don't hate my mother. I resent my mother. I was like, what the? That's the same thing. It's the same word. It's the same meaning with a softer word. And she's like, oh, okay. They used to call it hate. They used to call it what it is. And they softened the word down over the years. It went from resentment to, it went from anger to resentment. Because they were like, oh, it's too hard to say you hate your mother or you hate someone. Let's soften that word to deceive the people. And so they softened the word to resentment. And for a while, everybody accepted resentment. Oh, that sounds better. And then when they started to realize, oh, they hate, they resent their mother. Oh, no, not mama. Let's soften that word, and they call it anger. And anger is just a little softer. But it's the same spirit. Just because you changed the word, you didn't change the spirit. I had no idea the depths of what an angry person would do. The depths of how an angry person would deceive you to destroy you. Only God knows the heart of human beings. Really. Salvation is of the heart. That's why you need a complete heart change. An overhaul of the heart. It's in the heart. It's not in the vices. It's in your heart. And the heart is wicked. You change the heart, you can change the country. And angry people hate each other for no reason. They just heard another group hate them, or another friend hate them, or your wife hate them, or your husband hate them, so now you hate them. And they haven't done anything to you. Zero. And even if they've done something to you, there's still not a reason to hate, to be angry. What is this you wrote me, hate?
According to the Washington Post, statues near the White House were vandalized during the Gaza ceasefire protests that you mentioned. National Park Service workers had to power wash these sculptures in Lafayette Square, graffitied and vandalized during that protest on Saturday. A sculpture of Andrew Jackson on a horse in the center of Lafayette Square was covered Saturday in red handprints and graffitied with purple text that read, Boycott Israel Products.
It was Andrew.
Andrew Jackson. He's one of the best presidents, I heard.
I know. That's what I heard, too. And this does not happen over there. It happened here. son, turn that fan around to me a little bit more. Thank you. It happened over here. They have breaking down. Okay. They have nice. They have brought their problems to our land. And our government is not doing one iota of a thing about it. I guess the Allahu Abba people saw what the radical Black Lives Matter people were able to do. And they was like, wow, that's cool. Let's go over there. And this situation is going to affect all of Americans. As a matter of fact, I heard that and it's been talked about for a minute, that they were talking about passing a bill that you can't chant from the ocean to the sea or whatever. That law is going to affect all of us. It's taking away our freedom, the American people freedom of speech. They are using angry people to lock us down. Anyway, I'm going to get to this story in a minute where this random shooting happened in California. What are they doing over there? Well, we need them over here. D'Angelo is out of Michigan. D'Angelo, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well. Oh, well, sir. Thanks for calling.
I'm calling because I agree a lot with you when you speak on the Democrats and what they did to the Black community and how they are affecting the Black community, like Chicago and everything.
Yeah.
But my disagreement with you is about Black people are whiners and blame, as if we don't have a kind of a right to not. I'm not saying whine. I don't feel like we are whining, but I feel like the blame game is a lot of blame that we can point our fingers to. Don't get me wrong. It's a lot of Black on Black crime. It's a lot of things going on. But when we had positive movements, we can go to Tulsa, we can go to a lot of Rosewood, a lot of places where Black people pulled up for the bootstrap, as you would say. We got destroyed. You know what I'm saying? They bombed us. They found the reason to come through and infiltrate what we had and our road to success. So I don't understand why you, as a Black man, don't understand the things that have crippled the Black community that wasn't self-inflicted by us, other than the government co-host a lot. We didn't bring crack over here. We didn't bring all that, a lot of negative things that came here. We just had to endure it. And I don't feel like we're a people that's hateful. I feel like we are a defeated people and we're defeated by our government, frankly. And I just don't understand why you don't correlate that instead of just saying we're evil people, we're soulless people, and we lost morality, when every time we show morality, it has been taken advantage of and coerced and destroyed by the government, frankly.
Give me an example of the Blacks being destroyed by the government.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
The government didn't do that.
Well, it was allowed because the government didn't try to protect or use its resources to protect that.
But
they allow policemen, countymen, judges, and everything to turn their eye and even act in the violences themselves. It wasn't like they was there to protect.
The government didn't do that. And so, did you feel the same way when the radical group Black Lives Matter destroyed America? Did you feel the same way?
I felt the way, but I feel like it's comparing apples and oranges. I don't feel like it's the same thing.
Did
but
the government also allow Black Lives Matter to destroy America?
Black Lives Matter, yeah, the government did. I say the police did step aside, but it wasn't no lives taken.
Did the government allow Black Lives Matter to destroy America?
Like I said, they allowed them to protest and riot. They didn't allow. They stepped aside, and they let property get damaged. But as far as lives took, and as far as...
So when they step aside and allow them to destroy, you don't call that allowing?
No, I don't call that allowing.
But what's the difference between... You thought that the government did that in Tulsa, Oklahoma, right? And you said the government allowed that, which the government had nothing to do with. And then I asked you about Black Lives Matter. They destroyed America, and the government really allowed that to happen. But you don't see it as the same?
No, I don't feel like it's the same because when you
What's the difference?
The difference is when it comes to a specific group of people that's targeted and getting wiped out, their businesses, lives, killed. I mean,
that's what a Black Lives Matter did.
Can I speak? Hundreds of people didn't die at once. A thousand people didn't die at once.
What do you mean displaced? At once?
I'm talking about displaced, and hung, and houses burnt. Planes dropping bombs and everything on that magnitude. Now we have angry Black people that's probably in the center of town that was looting in
D'Angelo,
downtown
areas. D'Angelo. D'Angelo.
Yes, sir.
Calm down. Sir. What's the difference between burning in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and burning and destroying America? I mean, in America. What's the difference?
The difference is, first and foremost, Black Lives Matter is mad and misinformation. I can tell you that because
I haven't asked the question yet.
Okay.
Why are you making up excuses for Black Lives Matter, but not for what happened in Oklahoma?
Because the reason why I'm going to tell you why. When you look at the news and you look at everything, you'll see, like, I can say on the left side, that they are play propaganda, like police is brutalizing and killing Black folks on a large scale, which I know that's not true.
Right.
So that propaganda mess with people's minds and get them feeling like, that's a big agenda. But now Tulsa, Oklahoma is something totally different.
Did you know that Oklahoma rebuilt after the first burn down?
I mean, after a while.
You knew that the Blacks rebuilt?
That the Blacks rebuilt?
They rebuilt Tulsa, Oklahoma after the first riot happened. Did you know that the Blacks rebuilt the place?
They didn't rebuild it.
Yes, they did.
The government rebuilt because the Black people have...
No, hey.
They have never rise to that.
Yes, D'Angelo, sir. I want you to watch Uncle Tom 2.
Hold on.
They have proof that after that, first of all, the fight was between some Blacks and whites. They had some type of dispute. Secondly, after the first riot happened, the Blacks went back and rebuilt it again. And you're not aware of that, are you?
I'm not aware of that because of that.
And why do you think you're not aware of that?
It never rose to the prominence of where it was at.
No, it was better than what it was in the beginning.
Oh, no, that's not true, sir.
Watch Uncle Tom 2. Watch Uncle Tom 2 and let me know what you think. Stay with me.
Okay.
Watch Uncle Tom 2 and let me know what you think about that situation, all right?
Okay. I definitely will.
Have you ever, the white man ever stopped you, D'Angelo, from doing what you wanted to do in your life?
I can't say he has.
And why not? You're Black. Are you Black?
Yes, I am.
You Black. And how old are you?
I'm 38.
And why haven't the white man stopped you from doing what you want to do, you Black? Why haven't you been stopped by the white man?
because I feel like everybody is, I mean, me, I have a mind, a strong mind and a strong will, but I don't, that don't mean that.
No, stay with me for a minute. Stay with me. You have a strong mind and a strong will, right?
Yes.
And as a result, the white man has not been able to stop you from doing what you want to do, right?
No, in some sense, they haven't, no.
In no sense. And so why do the other blacks who are whining and begging and blaming, why they're so weak-minded?
Because of, I mean, like, look, I was fortunate to grow up in a city where it was jobs. My mom and dad was to get job. It was kind of prosperity. I was born in Lansing, Michigan in the early 80s, where it wasn't Detroit. Detroit, now, on the other hand, was crack infested, no jobs.
Why are the other black people so weak minded? They can't do it. They blame the white man for their failure.
But
like,
listen,
you're not answering that question for me. I asked you about the weak mind.
It's not the weak mind.
You said you had a strong mind, right?
Because I had different opportunities to see other things. But if I had never grew up in a area where all I see is destruction and that nobody's coming to help. I haven't. But like I said, when I was saying, like, white people also.
D'Angelo.
Yeah. Yeah.
How come most of the other blacks don't have a strong mind? And why have they fallen for the lie that their black leaders have and liberal white leaders have given them that everything in the past was so bad that they couldn't make it? Everybody else making it, but those blacks couldn't make it. Why are the blacks, the black people's minds so weak rather than strong like your mind?
Black people minds not weak. That's not what I'm saying.
You have a strong mind, right?
Well, like I said, but it took.
You have a strong mind, right?
I do have a strong mind. Yes, I do.
And so, why most blacks don't have a strong mind?
Just as much as that it takes a leader for a lot of people to follow.
Who was your leader?
Who was my leader? My leader was people like Huey P. Newton. My parents.
As a grown man, you needed a leader. Your father and mother wasn't enough for you?
Yeah, my father and mother was enough.
So then why didn't you have a leader then if your parents were enough for you?
Because a leader is examples other than your parents. Your parents can instill a lot, but when you look out in the projection of the world and you see examples of something strong that leads.
So
like
your father wasn't the strongest example and leader for you?
Oh, he was a very much stronger.
So then why did you look to someone else?
Because at the end of the day, when my father had struggles and everything.
So your father wasn't enough either then?
You're not letting me talk, Mr. Peterson. I respect what you're trying to. I mean, I respect your platform, but if you're gonna, I'm trying to give you my analogy.
D'Angelo, do me a favor. Call me again. I got to take a break. I appreciate you. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
European elections, is the far right winning in France? So-called far right, that's the mainstream media's word for it. Israeli rescued 4 and killed hundreds in the process. And immigration shenanigans by Biden. Is marriage fraud going to be incoming, that green card movie? This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday, June 10th, AD 2024, Female Monday. We will get to your calls, guys. There is one line open. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back. But first, fake news, not fake news. European elections coming. Nonsense Network CNN says so-called, their word, far-right parties projected to win a record number of seats. That probably means centrist, center-right, maybe, right? Record number of seats in the European Parliament following 3 days of voting across the far-left extremist EU, European Union's 27 member states. If you can't beat them, better join them. French President Emmanuel Macron dissolved his country's parliament and called snap elections. Snap elections after an EU exit poll showed an historic surge for the French so-called far-right. Exit polls also showed gains for what they call far-right parties in Germany and Austria, among others. Though the mainstream center-right, which means pretty liberal, probably, European People's Party is predicted... Yeah, People's Party? Center-right? I don't think so. Predicted to remain the largest political grouping in Brussels. Terrible. The vote will shape the political direction of the bloc, with a pivotal moment for the EU, which is grappling with issues ranging from wars in Ukraine and Gaza to immigration and climate change. What a mess. An Israeli mission rescued four hostages and killed hundreds of Palestinians, according to the Commie Nonsense Network CNN and the far-left female run outlet The Skim. Four hostages rescued Saturday in an Israeli operation that took weeks of planning, according to CNN, killed scores of Palestinians in Gaza and left behind a trail of devastation. The latest figures from Gazan authorities say 274 Palestinians were killed, nearly 700 injured, which would mark one of the deadliest days in months for people living in the enclave. I guess apparently Hamas is embedded among the civilians. That's what they keep on saying. Anyway, Israeli officials have disputed those numbers, saying they estimated the number of casualties from the operation was under 100. Huh. More than 70 hostages held in Gaza since Hamas's deadly surprise attack on October 7th believed to be alive. Wow, 70. Intensive negotiations over a ceasefire and a deal to swap hostages for Palestinian prisoners have stalled recently following months of talks. An immigration mess. Crooked Joe, not so tough after all. CNN, Comedy Nonsense Network, reports Crooked Joe Biden considering a major move to provide legal status for long-term, what they call undocumented immigrants, I'm shaking my head, scoffing at the euphemism, who are married to quote-unquote American citizens, so say sources to CNN. Final details not decided. Officials are reviewing an existing legal authority that would shield select undocumented immigrants, illegal aliens, from deportation and allow them to work legally, so quote-unquote, in the country as they seek citizenship. This comes after just days after Crooked Joe Biden announced an executive action that bars illegals, they call them migrants, crossing the border illegally from seeking asylum, with some limited exceptions. Not very limited. If the number encountered by border agents exceeds a daily average of 2,500. So if it's under 2,500, just let them in. The average daily illegal crossings have for years surpassed that threshold, peaking at over 8,000 in December, according to the Department of Homeland Security. So he's gonna let long-term illegal aliens who are married to American citizens stay here. Well, that's what he's considering, according to the news. And watch out for sharks in Florida. Please do not underestimate the open water and any of the marine life that could be present. So say Florida fire officials urging beachgoers to exercise caution after three people recently injured in two separate shark attacks in Walton County. I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
Thank you.
to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Justin Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. There's a line open if you want to jump in there at 888-777-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Brand new biblical question, and it's a doozy. It's like, what the? Who's dumber, men or women? Who's dumber, men or women? That's my biblical question. It's amazing. We have every way that you can support the show, listen, watch and support the show. Listen on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're busy doing whatever you're doing, beating up your husband or beating up your wife or taking care of somebody else's children, protesting in the street, shouting Allahu Akbar, or jihad or whatever, or buy some fentanyl, or selling fentanyl, or you one of the human trafficker people, or you just plain old Jeffrey Dahmer. You could be listening to the show live, or you just working out, or laying up at a beach down in San Salvador. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad until you're able to podcast, because you can, by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com. All right. That's amazing. And you know what else is amazing? It's Monday, and every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
They want to be at home with those babies. 888-775-3773. I want to get to this story. I got to get to it. It's mind-blowing. Here in the United States. But first, I want to go to Beth out of Kansas. Beth, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Beth.
Good to hear you.
Amazing.
I've got an answer to the biblical question.
Who's dumber, men or women?
And I think men are dumber because they have fallen farther. Like they're, you know, God was actually their God, and now suddenly women are their God, and so they really took a step down.
So you think men are dumber?
Yeah, just because of that. I think we're all a mess.
We're a mess!
But I think guys have fallen further.
All right.
They just got to, yeah. So, okay, thanks, Jesse.
Beth.
Really enjoy listening to you.
Thank you. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you for responding to the biblical question.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
You too.
Love you guys.
You too.
All
thank
right.
you.
Bye-bye.
Right now. 888-777-5773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me play this for you, folks, because this is, I want to use the word devastating, but that's beta. Bah! A man should never be devastated. Beta! Beta! What now? But you heard over in El Salvador, according to the reports, they clean a house over there. What? They're taking care of business. Crime is being dealt with. But not over here. They've taken away the police over here. They're letting the criminals out of jail. They are even giving them free drugs in some cases. They encourage them to be homeless. Isn't that amazing? In our country, you agree with Black Lives Matter to defund the police. Can it get any crazier? Who will agree to defund the police, take away Bill Bell's bond, and let the criminal out? Who would agree with that? American voters. I want to tell you about this possessed. It had to be evil. He had to be possessed to do this. I don't care what else. Maybe he was high or drunk. Maybe. I don't know. But he was possessed. You have to be evil. It's amazing. Human nature is evil. There's nothing good in human being. Think about that. You ain't no damn good. But you think you are. Oh, I give to the poor. I go down and feed the hunger. I do this and I do this and I do that. I'm a good person. No, you're not. You're evil. Human nature is evil. Random shooting at drivers in California is what I call this. And where is the president of El Salvador when you need him? What's his name?
Bukele.
Where is Bukele when you need him? What is he doing over there when we need him over here? I want you to watch this. This could have been anybody driving down the road. This is like, this could have been anyone driving down that just happened to be driving by. ABC 7 and X is reported. A video shows man fire randomly at cars about 6:30 a.m. last Monday. A.M. early. Who gonna be up shooting at somebody that early in the morning? What now? About 6:30 a.m. last Monday, in San
Jacinto.
What?
Jacinto.
Jacinto River, Riverside County, killing one driver, a father of four. Four kids, according to the report, do not have their father anymore because of some random insane person. ABC 7, a suspect allegedly killed a driver. A witness heard 30 shots. Watch this.
A man caught on camera firing a gun at random walking down the street. The disturbing act is the reason another man is dead, killed by a bullet while driving by.
Surveillance video showing a man armed with a semi-automatic handgun walking down State Street in San Jacinto, then indiscriminately firing at random cars on the road. After appearing to empty the clip, he tosses it, but the damage was done. Several vehicles struck by gunfire, along with two people. One of them, 42-year-old Victor Leon, was killed.
It's so sad, you know. Very sad.
Enrique Torres owns E&E Tires on State Street. It was his surveillance cameras that picked up this video of the suspect early Monday morning. He says they heard at least 30 shots.
In the back, there were like five or six people working, you know. I mean, I was afraid that he might probably get inside my business and start shooting at people. Because he just started shooting just like that. Boom. You know, two cars, two windows, two doors.
Amazing. In the United States of America, not El Salvador. I wonder if he was an illegal alien. Isn't it like amazing? Did you ever think for a second you would see that in America? That's evil. That's like all human beings are evil, right? Until the heart is changed from anger to love. That could be anyone doing that. Oh, that's evil. That's what the guy from El Salvador was talking about. It's a spiritual battle. You got to win the spiritual battle within yourself. According to ABC 7, the father had finished an overnight shift and was minutes from the house. Wow. The father had just finished an overnight shift and was minutes to his house. ABC 7. His wife called him 40 times when she woke up and he wasn't there. The guy just, according to a report, walking down the road shooting at people. According to ABC 7, suspect couldn't buy liquor. After the shooting, he stripped naked. What do you want with liquor at 6:30 in the morning anyway? Watch this.
Just moments before the shooting in front of the car wash, the suspect had walked north on State Street coming from a strip mall about half a block south, where surveillance video inside a market picked him up too. That video showing the suspect walking into El Toro Market, workers describing him as nervous and sweaty, eventually walking up to a cashier and asking her to buy a shot of liquor, but he only had $1, so he leaves. Moments later, pulling out a gun and opening fire. The suspect, identified as 39-year-old Julio Rodarte, then ditching the gun and taking off all his clothes as he walked away.
You said he took his clothes off, like completely? Yeah. Like
completely naked. Yeah, he took them off and he just kept walking.
Rodarte was arrested on suspicion of murder and 10 counts of attempted murder.
He looked like an illegal. What now? Amazing. and there's no police around. You see the police? I ain't see no police. After all this shooting, no cops. I didn't see them anywhere. You defund the cops. You listen to your politicians. You listen to Black Lives Matter, and they said the cops are racist. The cops are police brutality. Let's get rid of the cops. And you said, okay. And then Black Lives Matter said, lick our feet. And you start licking boots. I wonder if that guy is an illegal alien. I'm just wondering out loud. Because we got all kind of weird crimes happening in our country that we didn't have before. According to KTLA, the 30-year-old suspect had previously been convicted of carjacking 20 years ago in 2004. And a GoFundMe for the wife and four children of the 42-year-old father who was killed has raised over $67,000 as of Sunday night. That ain't going to help the family. They ain't going to bring love to the family. What's 30?
The suspect was 39, not 30.
Oh, I said 30? Oh, the suspect was 39. Okay. Suspect was 39. The father was 42. May the father's soul rest in peace. I want my country back. Oh, but you defunded the police. You agreed to it. And you voted for a president that will keep the borders wide open. Not to protect you, but to get a vote. And give our money to all everywhere but us. Let me go to Vanessa out of California. Vanessa, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Vanessa.
You were so right, and I was cracking up, and I'm like, wow, that's some evil in me, about Al Green and the grits being thrown on him.
Oh, yesterday in Fellowship.
Yes, yeah, and I looked it up, and I'm like, wait, it was his girlfriend that threw the grits on him in his own house, you know?
Yeah.
And all because he didn't want to marry her. And the wild thing, I'm like reading it, and she already had three kids and was married to someone else. And when then she went and killed herself right after. And that just blew my mind.
I thought I remember that happened. I just wasn't for sure which singer it had happened to. But I do remember that story.
Well, you were right on the money. And then it just made me really, wow. And it was, and I kind of was confused when you brought it up, but then it made so much sense of just of how crazy it is to be so in love and what you think is love.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then it just revealed something because, you know, I started laughing. I couldn't stop laughing. I was cracking up. And I'm like, whoa, that just, there was something in me too that, I mean, it's not funny, but it's, you know, but yeah, I just, you were right. And
are you overcoming the hell in you?
Yes.
You are overcoming.
Because I'm able to see it.
Yes, absolutely.
Because if I was just lost in the sauce, then it would just be, you know.
Yeah, amazing. Well, thank you. Thank you, Vanessa. I appreciate it.
Oh, you too. See you later.
All right. Amazing.
Bye.
Bye now. You remember that story about Al Green?
I looked it up after you told about it. So I looked it up on his Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
It was hot boiling grits. It's not just like lukewarm grits, room temperature grits. It was hot. And he had to get skin grafts. He had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, I remember that. Those hot grits are really good. The hotter, the better. I remember my grandma used to make those hot grits. And then she make homemade biscuit, and give us honey and syrup to put on it. And then bacon. And then put a hot grits on it. It was paradise on earth.
Nice.
It was just You ever had that?
No. I've had grits once. My family's like, "We're having grits." I'm like, "What's grits?" And I'm like, "It's not oatmeal. And it's not that good."
No, delicious.
Whatever.
Joel asked me, did we have salt or sugar on ours? We'll put a little salt. I never liked it with sugar.
Butter?
Oh, yes. You put that butter on, the butter just melt because the grits so hot. And then I like for my egg to be not quite done. Ugh. Over easy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I like mine scrambled and well done.
I can see myself sitting in front of the fireplace right now eating. I can see it all now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Romania and talk to Ovidiu. Let's see here. Ovidiu, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing awesome. I have a question about women, especially about sex before marriage, because I understood that women don't respect men who have sex with them before marriage. Is that right?
Right. It's not because they know that the men, that they are controlling the man. That's why. And women hate weak men.
Yeah, so it's not a good idea to do it because they will see you as a weak partner. And
well, they'll definitely see you as a weak male.
It's not going to work.
They'll see you as a weak male, but what happens when you do it before marriage, it emotionally bound the two of you together, and that's all you find yourself thinking about is that, because it's like a drug for the man. And so you don't really see who you're involved with, and once you get married, if you should marry that person, then all hell going to break loose because you're going to realize it was just about the sex, which is emotional, and never about love. You never love one another at all.
Yes, and it's not going to work anyways.
No.
From what I can think, yeah.
Who is dumber, men or women?
I think women, because they're more emotional.
You think women are dumber than men because they are emotional?
Yes, because if they live in a fallen state, it's very hard for women to overcome because they're way more emotional than men.
Amazing. Well, I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
Have a good one.
All right. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Oh, good morning. Over on
good morning again.
Rumble, Donnie Girl's idea, donated a Rumble rant during church yesterday. The biggest demon is I am so important to other people. So they look at me because of how special I am. It's bad. I fear others are jealous over how special the people I am. Glad it's never been me.
Nice. Last week assignment was about counting or watching the different demons inside of you. And so we had a very interesting discussion about that yesterday. It was very, very interesting. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Being enlightened till I rise says embarrassment is a big demon within me.
Yep. Amazing. Thank you.
That's a Rumble monthly supporter, subscriber.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
People pleasing is something I learned.
Did you ever thought of embarrassment as a demon? Have you ever thought of that?
No, not before now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's funny how demons have been given all type of names except demon.
What's a demon?
An evil spirit.
Indeed.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
People pleasing, continues being enlightened till I rise, is something I learned in the darkness of my imagination as a defense against embarrassment. Just devils fighting devils, I realize now.
Yep. Amazing. Thank you.
Evgeny Crosby, Diamond Church with Jesse Lee Peterson in one word. Amazing.
It was really, really, it was like mind-blowing yesterday. Go to rebuildingtheman.com /church if you were not a part of the fellowship yesterday. Amazing. Thank you.
Breathwork Beats says over on Bond YouTube channel, in French, we say, I have anger, not I am angry.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's not even good to say, I have anger. Because in all honesty, the anger is not you. At all, it's just that you have identified with it, thinking that it's you. So when you say, I have anger, you're still claiming it as yours. And it's not you. Amazing. Thank you.
In response to the biblical question, a few responses.
The brand new one?
Yeah, the new one.
Who's dumber, men or women?
Culpepper says over on X, men are at the highest and lowest ends of the IQ bell curve. Women are generally in the middle of the bell curve. So the smartest person in the world statistically would be a man, and the dumbest person would likely be a man.
So are they saying men are dumber?
Apparently so.
Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Interesting.
Another one says women. There are 7% more males with a 115 IQ or higher than females.
7%?
7% more men with 115 or higher.
How do you know that?
Statistics or something. I don't know.
Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
SP Monkey over on Telegram, JLP Talk on Telegram, says, correct me if I'm wrong, but shouldn't the question be, who are dumber, men or women? Or perhaps it could be, who is dumber, a man or a woman?
I know we had a major discussion about that yesterday, Hake and I and some of the other guys, about how to say that the proper way. And how did why did we come up with who's dumber?
AI.
Who?
Brave AI.
AI told you to put it that
mm-hmm.
way? And
AI convinced me to just leave it at what sounds most natural. It feels most natural to say.
So AI don't like proper English?
No, sir.
So why we go with AI?
Because it feels better. It just feels good.
Amazing. Amazing. So that's why we say it's who is dumber, right?
Yeah. It feels more natural.
But how about the right way and not go with feelings?
Your feelings are right.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I just find it so interesting. People struggle to answer the question, do you love white people? At the same time, they say they believe in God or they are a Christian. Yeah, right.
Thank you. Thanks, Mike.
Someone bought a coffee. Last week's assignment, as I was listening to the service yesterday, realized what you meant about demons in us. Demons rise up in me when I hear my wife talk to her family members every day. She continues to go to the church we used to work at and attend. What do I do about those things, sir? I see when you say your family doesn't love each other. I saw my wife and her only son argue and cuss at each other, yet they act like nothing ever happened.
Yeah. You do nothing but watch it, and it'll be taken away. Let me take a break. When I come back, your phone calls, so quick break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Female Monday, 888-775-3773. We're taking all calls, no male and female. But it's Female Monday. Don't forget, for personal shout-outs, I will do them for you. Birthday shout-out, weddings, encouragements, congratulations, whatever the occasion is. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And go to rebuildingaman.com and support us. Make a donation there. Rebuilding and tax deductible too. rebuildingaman.com/donate. All right. And check out our merch and all those good things. 888-775-3773. Let me go to James out of Kentucky. And there's a line open. Somebody want it. James, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing today, Buzz?
All is well, James.
I had a question, and I was wondering if you could answer it for me or pull them in the right way. Do you think it is okay for Christians to smoke marijuana?
Do I think it's okay for Christians to smoke marijuana?
Yes, sir.
Do I think it's okay for Christians? That's an interesting question. I never thought about it. Why did you come up with that question? How did you come up with that?
Because I know a lot of stuff, you know, if you're a Christian, they preach, you know, like not to be a drunkard, stuff like that, and how Jesus turned water into wine. But if you think about it, it comes from the earth. It's fruits from the good Lord. He put it here. You know, you can eat it. You can smoke it. You can do whatever you want with it. It's medicinal.
So do you believe that God put marijuana here so you can smoke it and eat it?
Well, I don't smoke. I don't do none of that, but I've got friends and family that do. But I've always wondered that, and I wanted to get your opinion on it.
Well, I don't think God, I don't think he care either way if you smoke marijuana or not, but it's the reason that you smoke. Behind the thing, there's a cause and there's a reason for everything. And when you're, whether you're so-called Christian or non-Christian, when people smoke marijuana, it's only because they're running away from the cause of the problem. Why they want marijuana? Something is missing in their lives, and that is they return to the Father. They don't have love, and so they're trying to find something to make themselves feel better.
Well, what if
it's just a form of escape? So what?
Okay. What if they're on like some form of opioids, right? And they're wanting to come off opioids or whatever to for their pain, and they want to use it for medicinal reasons, not to get high, but like CBD, something like that.
So when you use it for medicinal reason, you don't get high from it.
No, I mean, like CBD, you don't get high because it's not got that high of THC in it. Because THC is the active component in marijuana that gets you high. But with CBD, it's more, I mean, if you take a drug test, of course, you're still going to pop hot for marijuana. But with the CBD, It's more, I guess, medical for you, I guess you could say.
And so CBD don't make you high at all?
Not really, because it cancels out the THC, that the retroactive drug that gets you high, the chemical compound that's in
so it
marijuana.
it doesn't make you high at all?
Not that I know of.
But what's the purpose of smoking it in?
I guess that it helps. There's something in it that helps, I guess.
It must.
I mean, I've got family that does the CBD, but I mean, if they like went to take, and friends, if they took a drug test or something like that, they would still pop up for basically marijuana, THC.
So your family member told you, have they ever told you, well, I've been smoking CBD and I'm not high?
Yeah.
They tell you that?
But they don't understand it, though.
Why would anyone that taking opioid, why would they want to go from one drug to another one?
I guess one would be more healthy for you.
But why not just...
You're not getting addicted to pain pills or anything like that.
But if you smoke CBD, as whatever that is, and you feel good, you're still addicted to another drug.
I don't know. I mean...
Why not just overcome the cause, the problem, so you don't need either drugs? Because you're just going from one drug to another one, and eventually CBD?
Yeah, CBD.
CBD is not going to be enough. You're going to need something else. Why not just deal with the cause so you don't need a drug but be free?
I mean, you got to have something to supplement for your pain.
Why?
You know, I mean, it's hard to manage pain. The reason I have pain management.
You mean like physical pain or emotional pain?
Yeah, physical pain.
So
like
how does opioid cause physical pain?
Well, no, people take opioids for the physical pain.
But how is that solving the problem, though?
That's taking care of their pain, as they think, but that's to me, that's big pharma. That's how big pharma gets you hooked on pills.
But what's wrong? You can't blame big pharma for doing what's wrong with the people that they would take opioid to try to make themselves feel. Because big pharma don't make you drive down to the drugstore and get it. You do that on
your
own.
Doctors. Big pharma gives the doctors the way to push them pills on you.
I know, but why do the people take it?
Because to manage their pain management.
And so that's what the doctor tell them?
Yeah. They tell them, here, take these pills right here to, you know, help try to comprehend for the pain, you know, try to make the pain go away.
And they believe the doctor?
By the time you notice that's going away, you're wanting another pill, or you're wanting another pill, or you're wanting another pill. But then you get to a certain point that pill is no longer working, so you have to go to something else.
Well, that's the same way it's going to be with marijuana. You go from one thing to another, because after the marijuana is not going to be enough.
I've got an uncle that's been in a car. He was in a car wreck like 10 years ago, right? And he was prescribed opioids for his pain because he broke his back. So, but he found out, you know, that he was somewhat liking the pain pills. So he made a switch and he went to actually marijuana. And that was, I don't know, 9 years ago, maybe? The wreck was 10. He was on it for a year. And he's been smoking marijuana for 9 years, but he has never went to any other drug. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's co-managed his pain with that, and he's happy. He's never overdosed. He's always happy. You know what I'm saying?
Because he's high.
That too, but, I mean, he's a happy person, you know.
Take him off the marijuana. I bet he won't be happy.
Well, I mean, I'd be the same way with somebody with caffeine or nicotine or anything. I mean, if you think about it, any type of thing that you do, like nicotine, caffeine, is a drug.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing. Well, I wouldn't recommend it, but people are doing it. Nothing you can do about it. And as far as being a Christian has nothing to do with you smoking or not smoking, right? Because the word Christian is just a word. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean anything.
Well, to be honest with you, I think the good Lord speaks to you. And if he tells you it's not right, you'll feel it in your heart and you won't do it.
And you think God's going to tell you if marijuana is right or not?
I mean, I think he could.
Why?
I mean, he speaks to everybody, correct? Or you're a Christian, right?
He doesn't speak to everyone. He only speaks to those who love the truth. And most human beings, most, including the Christian, don't love the truth. And so God is not speaking to them.
Yeah, I love the truth. I think more people should be more straightforward talking. Tell you how it is right out the gate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
The world would be a lot better place.
That's right. James, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. There's a line open. Let me go to Brent out of South Carolina. Brent, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, Brent.
But that's an interesting conversation you're having with him.
I'm sorry?
That's an interesting conversation you're having with him. I've wondered the exact same question because I smoke a little bit, and I am a Christian, but yeah, I don't know. For me, I think it opens a spiritual door in a way, and even like eating mushrooms back in like my 20s, like just a few times. Like, I felt like it brought me, like, closer to God. And, like, I think sometimes when I smoke, maybe I, playing music is just more, it's just easier.
Or
making art or something,
Have you been smoking today?
Yeah.
And do you smoke every day?
Not necessarily, no.
What made you think smoking pot going to bring you closer to God?
I don't know. My spiritual thing is kind of experiential. So I experience God, if you walk with God, You see what's going on. I know you do.
But you're not going to ever know God. You're never going to get close to God being high. It ain't going to work. It's just a false...
I disagree.
it's just a false feeling you have, because if you were closer to God, you wouldn't even need marijuana.
Well, I need food. It's just a plant.
But you don't need marijuana.
Why not?
Because marijuana is doing nothing good for you but keeping you unconscious of God.
Why are you accusing me of being unconscious of God?
Because I told you that
I'm walking with God right now.
Because you think that smoking marijuana and doing mushroom, you think that that's bringing you closer to God, and that is an unconscious way of thinking because it's not true at all.
Yeah, I don't think children should do drugs at all.
I said that you're thinking that you're closer to God from doing marijuana and mushroom. That's not true.
I could explain it to you. It would take a long time, though. It's a long story when I did mushrooms the first time.
But you're being deceived.
I came back to God.
No, you didn't, because if you came back to
God. Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I hated the church. I was an atheist, and I came back to the church. I came back to Christianity, not to the church. I don't care about the church.
Right. But you may have came back.
I quit being an atheist because I ate mushrooms. I'm telling you.
You know you quit being an atheist because you were high, but you were still an atheist. You just felt better in your body, but that didn't make...
I came back to God after eating mushrooms the first time when I was 21.
But why did you stop eating
mushrooms? I was an atheist. I used to be a... I grew up Baptist. And
what
I
would happen... What would happen if you didn't smoke pot now?
What's that?
What would happen to you if you didn't smoke pot right now?
Oh, nothing.
What would happen?
I'm not addicted to pot.
Okay.
I'm not addicted. It's not addicted.
Okay.
To me.
Let's prove that you're not addicted.
Okay.
Stop smoking.
Okay.
Okay. Let me know how it goes in a couple of months.
How long?
What?
How long do I have to quit?
Quit means quit, period.
All together?
Yes.
Okay.
So stop smoking, period.
I'm gonna smoke on it, bro.
Oh, you gonna smoke on it?
I got you.
Amazing. Stop smoking and let me know how it goes. Give me in a month, let me know how it goes.
Okay.
And then you
see. I
love
what you're doing, brother.
I appreciate
you are a force to be reckoned with. I love what you're doing.
I appreciate it. So we have a deal, right? You're gonna stop smoking it.
Okay, I'm gonna smoke one more bowl, and then I'm gonna quit for a month.
No, not a month. Period.
Oh, I thought it was a month.
I said, let me know in a month how's it going. But the agreement is that you're going to stop smoking. Then you can see how close you really are to God.
Right on.
So stop smoking and let me know how it goes.
Okay, well, you put the challenge on me.
All right, let me know.
All right. Love you.
Love you too, buddy. 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Yeah, stop smoking. There is a line open. But before I go back to the phone, I need to catch up on these super chats.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Wayne, I am that I am, says Jesse. Is it possible to get rid of all my demons?
Yes, but you got to stay with it, and stay conscious. And they will have to depart from you. Don't worry about how long it's going to take, but you got to stay conscious so that they can be taken away from. They will have to leave you and go and make a home in someone else. Absolutely. Thank you.
Over on Buy Me a Coffee, Cold Burger Art, 7 coffees.
Thank you.
The demons in me were amazed from insecurity to controlling. Amazing fellowship.
Thank you. It was, yesterday was like mind-blowing. People paying attention to what's happening to them. They're taking care of their own world. Amazing. Thank you.
Chill and lean. Amazing service, Jesse.
Yeah.
Can you give us a word on last week's BQ? What are you trying to win?
Yeah, we didn't even get to that yesterday. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
What are you trying to win, Hank?
I'm trying to win not getting embarrassed.
Okay.
Trying to win against that embarrassment demon.
Amazing. Eventually, I'm going to get to that. I really will. You got my word on it, I think. But I got to ask the other expert at some point, what are they trying to win? Because we didn't deal with it yesterday. Amazing. Thank you.
Mobetta Stand Up bought 5 coffees. I don't have any snarky banter this time for once. I just wanted to put some coffees into the offering basket to help keep JLP and the Experts Church alive. Love you. Love to hear JLP sing. Look forward to his next friendly conversation with our longtime listener, Rick from Hampton Roads, Virginia. Always fun. Cool emoji. Also, your phone counseling to help the Georgia woman find herself last Monday was a happy, tear-inducing moment.
Amazing. Thank you. And thank you for your support.
Greenwall 2 Coffees. What's wrong with the Latinos where they need to say the proud of their race every time they speak at a Trump rally. It's as if demonic voices are telling them that they're sellouts.
I think that they have been taught to say that in the same way that blacks have to always acknowledge their race. I'm a black man voting for Trump. I think because the Hispanic so-called leadership, like the black leadership, they are controlling, not all, but most, they are controlling the Hispanics now. So they're dumbing them down and doing exactly to them what has been done to the blacks. Amazing. Thank you.
It's like saying thank you for your service.
Yeah. Oh, man.
To veterans. Soul Conscious
yeah.
5.
Yeah.
Terrible, huh?
Amazing. Thank you.
5 coffees from Soul Conscious. Jesse Church was amazing. Biblical question? Who's dumber?
Who's dumber? Men or women?
Men, because they are more logical. The light of God can only work through the dummies, and women are just too prideful to be dumber. Kind of interesting, huh?
Very interesting. I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
And shout out to Greenwald with those 2 coffees. I don't know if I acknowledge that.
Thank
you, Greenwald.
He bought
2 more coffees. What's wrong with the... Oh, yeah, I already read that one.
Yeah.
Brian bought a coffee. He bought 3, actually. But the first says, Jesse, the Bible says the Word was with God and was God and dwelt among us. Who is, what is the Word?
God.
Nice.
The truth. The Spirit of truth. Amazing.
Right on.
Thank you.
Brian bought another coffee. Jesse, have you seen the movie Cool Hand? Oh, well, it's an old, old movie. Can I say it?
Yeah.
Cool Hand Luke? If so, what'd you think of it? I think it's an amazing movie.
I don't. If I've seen it, I don't remember it. So I might have, but I just don't remember it. Thank you.
He also bought 1 more coffee. Can you guys play the song Such and Such tomorrow for Country and Western Tuesday? I'll send that over to you guys, that tip.
We'll check it out, and I'll let you know. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Ravinder bought our coffee, Royal Flush.
What?
Royal Flush.
What does that mean?
I don't know what the meaning is right here, but I know what a Royal Flush is. That's when you have Jack, Queen, King, Ace, something. The 10, Jack, Queen, King. 10, Jack, Queen, King, Ace. I can't count. Of 1 suit.
Oh.
No, something like that.
You used to be a gambling man.
Yeah. No, I just gambled Skittles, if anything.
What?
Skittles? Candy?
Monto said Royal Flush equal...
Amazing, the
amazing,
best.
Amazing, the best.
Oh, cool.
What does that mean? That's a card game?
Well, it's from poker.
Oh.
Yeah. But anyway,
nice.
It also, he's just saying the best. Amazing.
Thank you.
Ravinder, 2 coffees. Go walk on water, Hassan. Your feet are sandy.
He said that the, Macho said that it's the best hand in poker.
Yeah, it's unbeatable.
Somebody's a gambling man.
You don't have to gamble to play poker.
I was born a gambling man. Hanging around and doing the best I can. Back in a moment.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Charter. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man.
Whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour 2 of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Monday, June 10th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back to you for female last hour of Female Monday coming right up. Brace yourself, say the ladies at the Skim, for some major Supreme Court decisions. This month, the Supreme Court will issue highly anticipated rulings on two major abortion cases. The justices could bar or limit access, communist buzzword, to mifepristone, one of two drugs used in medication abortions. They'll also rule on whether federal law on emergency care overrides Idaho's abortion ban. It'll be the first time the justices revisit abortion since overturning the disgraceful Roe v. Wade in the rightful 2022 decision. The high court will be issuing a slew of other rulings on hot-button topics, including our greatest president's immunity claim from prosecution in both of his election interference cases. The communists, they just accuse others of doing what they do. The rulings are expected by the end of the month when the so-called Supreme Court wraps up its nine-month term. During oral arguments, justices appeared unlikely to bar or limit access to the abortion pill. They seem divided on the second abortion case about emergency care. Rulings will further establish how the 6-3 so-called conservative majority, which it is not, is willing to restrict access to reproductive health care. There's like two conservatives on the court. Even when a majority of Americans favor access to abortion in both cases, says Commie Nonsense Network, they love killing the babies, pro-killing the babies propaganda. Meanwhile, it doesn't seem likely the Supreme Court will sign off on Trump's absolute claim of immunity. And a trash balloons update in Korea. This is kind of a funny story for Hake anyway. CNN reports North Korea, that's the good one, just kidding, sent a new wave of trash balloons towards South Korea on Sunday, sparking concerns that the tit-for-tat move will potentially expand to military action. New balloons come in apparent retaliation for the decision by South Korea to resume broadcasting anti-North Korean propaganda over loudspeakers in border areas. They're very bad neighbors, huh? Kim Jong-un's sister and government spokesman, female spokesman, Kim Yo-jong, warned that the resumption of the loudspeaker broadcast was a prelude to a very dangerous situation. In recent weeks, the North has floated over 1,000 trash-filled balloons across the heavily fortified border in what it claims is a response to South Korean activists sending balloons with leaflets and other prohibited items in the other direction. Can't they all just get along? Those Asians, those Koreans. Anyway, Apple ChatGPT partnership or OpenAI? Apple is widely expected to announce a partnership today with ChatGPT. Maybe they've done it already, don't know. And maybe it won't happen. The maker of ChatGPT OpenAI with Apple partnership, they will unveil the first batch of generative AI tools that could reinvigorate iPhone sales. Experts say Apple's AI capabilities will especially benefit its Siri personal assistants as the company seeks to go beyond what competitors like Samsung and Microsoft have already introduced in their smartphones and computers. An AI-powered Siri could potentially perform specific tasks, such as recalling a picture taken years ago, or the device answering detailed questions about the weather, the news, or trivia. Over time, it could learn the user's preferences and personality and respond accordingly. Isn't this fun? Hey, JLP probably would not co-sign off on this. It remains to be seen whether the new AI tools will be accessible to older iPhones or functional only on forthcoming devices set to launch in the fall. And a little tip on kids' swimsuit colors. If your kid is prone to drowning, you might not want to get light blue, gray, or green bathing suits or trunks, as they can blend in with the water in the swimming pool surroundings, making it difficult to spot a child on the who's like under the water just drowning. They recommend light, bright, contrasting colors such as neon yellow, orange, pink, bright red. According to one expert, these colors are highly visible both underwater and on the surface. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Thank you. have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jason Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. Thank you so much for being with me. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy, the biblical question, who's dumber, men or women? Who's dumber? It feels funny saying who is dumber. Sound like who are dumber. Or doesn't that feel weird?
Yeah.
I wish they would bring English back again and let it be really important to Americans. Who is dumber? Because AI don't know English? What the? Who is dumber, men or women? You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you're busy running around and just can't sit and watch it now, whatever reason, anywhere in the world. And you can also podcast, of course, later by on your iPhone or iPad, call 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Amazing, huh? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. 888-77, Jesse. Before I go back to the phone, I've said over and over again that salvation is of the heart and that human hearts need to change from evil to good, and that no man, no woman gonna ever have peace until your heart changed from hate, from anger. Hatred is anger, or resentment, whatever you want to call it, still hatred. Until your heart changes from anger to love. And only the spirit of truth, the light of God, can do that. You can't do it. I can't do it. No one can make themselves change. And it's horrible what's happening upon the world and my country, America, America first, right? As a result of the human heart being evil. Look in your family. How does your family look right now? Look at your relationships. How do your relationships look right now? Look at what's happening in my country with the violence and the crime and the so-called racism and the blaming and the begging and the whining. And look at how mothers don't love their children at all. They leave their children with babysitters and daycare centers and everywhere but being home and raising the children because of their wicked hearts. They're trying to get their ego fulfillment. And look at the schools and look at the battle that's happening between human beings. Look at all the different kinds of protests that are happening in America today. And it's not going to change one thing, not for the good, for sure. Protest does not change anything, not for the good. It causes it to get worse. You can't save the world, so stop trying. I remember when we first started out 30-something years ago, we tried to change the world. We used to have Second Amendment rallies and abortion rallies and all kinds of things. Stop the illegals from coming in, close the borders. We used to protest that. Nothing changed. It only got worse. It did not get better, and it ain't going to get better. Nothing's going to get better until human hearts change from evil to good. All human beings are evil at heart. Salvation is of the heart. And only God can change your heart when you can admit to yourself. If you don't want to tell anybody else, that's fine. You're right about that. You're not wrong. But if you can't admit to yourself that you have an angry, evil heart, you're never going to get better. And then go and forgive. Our battle is a spiritual battle. Your world is your world, and whatever is happening in your world inside of you, it's your fault. You are your own problem. Nobody else is your problem. Now, I know your God, your father, the devil makes you think someone else is your problem and that someone else is making you feel this way and that they're doing it to you. They cause you to feel that way. You're lying. Now, other people may try to hurt you, and they will because their hearts are wicked, but they have nothing to do with what's happening in your world. If you didn't have the spirit of anger inside of you, no one can bring out something that's not there, and they will try. But the heart has to change. Holding rallies and carrying on ain't going to change. Picking in and all that ain't going to change nothing. Not for the good, at least. Romans 1, verse 21 and 23, speaking of the heart. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God, nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became fruit. Hold on a minute. My computer thing. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Your thinking is blank, crazy, and your foolish heart is darkened. I had no depths of the dark hearts that human being has until I woke up. The heart of human beings are evil. There are like these signs around. You see Oprah and what's that woman name with the big breasts? The country and western singer?
Oh, Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton. And others, they're like, find the good in others or something like that. Ain't no good. You can look until the cows come home. You ain't going to find one iota of a good in nobody. You can't find something that's not there. Their hearts were darkened. although they claimed to be wise, they became fools. It has changed the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like a mortal human being and birds and animals and reptiles. You have made everything your God but God. You have made everything your God. Anger is your God and everything that comes with it. And everything that comes with it. You have so many demons' identities inside of you, it's not even funny. The idea that you believe racism exists is a dark demon. Your heart is dark. The idea that you believe white supremacists and anti-Semitism and Allahu Akbarism and all the ism exists, you have dark identity, demons inside of you. Dark identities. And you blame someone else. It's your parents' fault that you became that way because they were not right themselves. They only had darkness and no love. And so you became like what you hate. You became like what you were angry at. But the heart has to change. The heart is wicked. Ain't nothing going to change it but that. You can't save anyone else. You can't save yourself. You just have to see it. And it's going to get worse on this earth because this earth, though it's earth, is hell right here on earth through human beings. And it's going to get worse. And there are people, including your preachers, your government, your teachers, your mother, your father, who are helping you to stay in hell. Because they're in hell, your friends, your enemies. They want you where they are, in hell. You got to be brave enough to stand alone and come out of your hell. And you can. You really, really can. It is done. The way has been made. All you have to do is wake up. And if not now, when? When you truly wake up, everything is going to look different to you. And it will be different. And you, in your world, will change. And you will love all. And no one would, you would not ever blame someone else for the way you feel, your jealousy, your envy, your blaming, you're looking at other people, judging them, and you think your religion is better than the next person's religion, and their religion is better, and then you have a war. It's the heart. The heart. The heart. Darken. And you even have Christians, Christian preachers, and Christian people saying out loud, anger is good. Can you imagine that? Anger darkens your heart, but you call it good. Jesus was angry. You're comparing your human nature, which is evil, to that of God. You know the devil has deceived you. Jesus was angry. That's the devil telling you that. That's not from God. Your heart is darkened. And you cannot do what you want. Cannot trust an angry person. Not even your mama. Oh, your mama would turn on you like a dime. Turn on a dime. If you don't do what mama wants you to do or act the way mama wants you to act or call mama or give mama some money or put mama before your daddy. The children who are suffering because they put their father before their mama, they love their father, or they look like their father, oh, they catch a hell for mama. Mama's heart is wicked. And it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. You got to work on your world if you want to be free and have perfect peace in this earth while you live. Because if you don't drop your body when you drop your body, if you don't drop your body in perfect peace, you ain't going to live in perfect peace when your body is gone. You have a chance now. I wouldn't put it off, but do what you want. Revolver is reporting teen mob savagely beat pregnant white woman. Isn't this like amazing? This is the nature of the human heart. According to Revolver, teen mob savagely beat pregnant white woman in no-go zone in Chicago. Hours later, she lost her baby. Watch this.
Please, we're just trying to go home to our kid. Leave us alone. Why are you doing this to us?
This is where Nina and her husband were walking back from date night Friday after 8:30 in Streeterville.
Everything happened from behind us. First, someone approached him and hit his head, punched him in the head, and he looked back and he looked at me and told me, run, so he wanted to protect me.
These are images of his injuries, bruising from head to toe. The attackers then unleashed their rage on Nina.
Another lady came to me and dragged me through my hair, with my hair on the ground. I start screaming. She start pepper spraying me right in the face, in the eyes. Another person starts stomping all over me, and my husband ran towards me to save me. Over 10 people held him.
Nina's hair was pulled from her scalp. Nina captured this image of the hair in her hand.
We're asking the state's attorney to consider upgrading those charges to felony charges resulting in great bodily harm. Both victims suffered extensive injuries.
Nina was 2 weeks pregnant and says she found out after the attack that she lost the baby she was carrying.
We believe in faith and it wasn't meant to be. So we don't know why this happened to us.
You do know why, according to report, you were in a no-go zone where black people don't want you in, like they own it. They don't even own it. And they get mad at you because you're white and you're not allowed in their area. That's why it happened. If the story is true that you were attacked like that, we don't know why it happened. Yes, you do. You hate it. And no police around to help you. No police around. Just think about that. White people, you are the most hated group of people on earth. For no reason, I might add. Zero reason. And you have no police around to protect you. Those blacks that did that, if they were black, their hearts are evil. Black people are not suffering, and I promise you this, without a doubt. Black people are not suffering due to racism, police brutality, slavery, Jim Crow, or any of those things. They're suffering because their hearts are evil. They're wicked at heart. They are attacking these people because they are in a no zone, go zone, no go zone. Their hearts have been darkened when they were at home with their mama. It happened before they went on the streets. Every human being, there's not one, must be born of the Father before they can be free. You're like, I don't know why this happened. You do know, dummy. You said you got attacked. And then it happened. So you know why that happened. Oh, maybe it wasn't meant to be. No, it was meant for you to be pregnant. It was meant for you to have your baby. You got attacked. You were attacked. Making up all kind of excuses to make herself feel better. The heart must change. As the president of El Salvador said, it's a spiritual battle. You got to win the spiritual battle inside of you. And people love to hate. I've never seen anything. You can tell them, hey, don't be hating anyone. Don't hate them. Don't be angry. They'll do it anyway. They'll do it anyway. I know a whole bunch of people, so I'm not just talking about one person, but a whole bunch of people who say that they're mad at the Jews because the Jews denied Christ. Can you get any dumber than that? Oh, they're Christ deniers, so we're mad at them. What does that have to do with you? If that's true or not. If they don't want to want Christ, you think Christ mad because someone rejected him? Not at all. There are Christians who denied you. I mean, Jesus. Just think, what's in your mind, because there are a lot of people, not a lot, but many people who think they were, what's in your mind that make you think you have a right to be mad at another human being because they want to accept Jesus? They hung on the cross, they say. You're hanging Christ on the cross every time you're being mad at the person that didn't accept Jesus. Where's the love in that? You're no different. Matter of fact, you're worse. Your heart is darkened. Because if you're pure heart, pure at heart, you wouldn't hate anyone. You're supposed to love even your enemy. Think about that. They attacked these people because, according to the report, they were in the wrong zone. All they're doing is walking home from a date, according to the report. And the blacks are allowed to be this way because the people want them to bring hell upon earth. That's why they don't get on the blacks about this or try to correct them. Some people even think that America is becoming a more perfect union. Where? Where's the proof of that? Where's the proof that America, my country, my home, my sweet home, is becoming a more perfect union? I see no proof of it. I see it going down like Nada going north. They're chanting Allahu Abba in our streets. Where's the perfect union in that? According to CNN, Christine, somebody, asked actor Tom Hanks if he is working, asked Tom Hanks if he is worried about another Trump presidency. Isn't that amazing? Some woman by the name of Christina Amanpour asked Tom Hanks, what a beta, Tom Hanks is the worst, if he is worried about another Trump presidency. He replied, he implies America is becoming a more perfect union despite Trump. Watch this from CNN.
Finally, do you worry about the United States in case they're, in terms of its commitment to democracy and freedom and everything these people died for, if there's another Trump presidency?
I think there's always reason to be worried about the short term, but I look at the longer term of what happened. I think there is a ongoing, look, our Constitution says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union. That journey to a more perfect union has missteps in it. We know. I can catalog them as much as you can. And you're a professional journalist, and I'm just a guy that makes movies and reads books.
And a historian.
And a lay historian, I'll take that too. Over the long term, however, we inevitably made progress towards, I think, that more perfect union. That's what it is. And how does it come about? It comes about because, not because of somebody's narrative of who is right or who is a victim or not. It comes out of the slow melding of the truth to the actual practical life that we end up living. It comes down to the good deed that is practiced with your neighbor, with your local merchants. And I will always have faith that the United States of America and the Western societies that have adopted more or less the same sort of democracy cannot help but turn towards what is right.
Tom Hank needs to go back to Run, Forrest, Run. Run, Forrest, Run. That's one of the dumbest males I ever seen. That is so dumb, I don't know what to do with it. What a mess. It's not getting better, folks. It's only getting worse. How about waking up and smelling the coffee? You got to do, and I love what the president of El Salvador said. You got to deal with the spirit. He is winning because he dealt with the spirit first. And then the physical battle happens. And those who are of the spirit will win the physical battle. You need love. Real love. Not fake love. Not mama love. Not feeling love. Feeling love is not love. Period. It's hate. It's anger. It's evil. Feeling love is evil. Let me go to spirit out of... or Kansas, better known to normal people, Arkansas. Spirit, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Uncle Jesse, much love from Arkansas.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I wanted to answer the biblical question.
Who is dumber, men or women?
So I love and respect men, but I'm going to say men because they are the sole ones enabling all the women on OnlyFans and in the porn industry.
They are
and
what?
Dumb enables dumb.
You said they are what now?
They are the ones that are enabling all of the women on OnlyFans and in the porn industry. If they weren't watching, then the women wouldn't have, like, the audience.
So you're saying men are dumber because they watch that kind of stuff?
Yeah, but the women are dumb for being in that place, but if there was no audience...
So who is dumber?
They would,
who is dumber?
Men.
The men for watching it or the women for putting their naked bodies out there like that?
The men because they have the ability to have strength and discipline to not give in to the flesh.
Oh. Interesting. I want to respond, Spirit, but I got to wait until Sunday. But very interesting input about that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go down to Sweet Home, Alabama and talk to Rain. Oh, Rain, hold on. Let me take a quick break. I'll come back to you.
Yes.
888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. Short break. There's one line open. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed. suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. So, the anchor baby is coming in. I forgot. He got to make an announcement. You got to make it clear. And in the meantime, the Hake Report is coming up. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour, 9 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake Report. James Hake is on fire. Tom Hank needs to run for his run. While James Hake of the Hake Report needs to stay on board, bring the hate news, not the fake news. And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday TV, he black. At 11 a.m. this morning, amazing. Get ready. He just aren't Cassie for nothing. And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. Energy. Wow, energy. I mean, energy up there. Yay, yay. Wow, energy. Too much energy. God overdid it with him.
That's why I drive like that.
Huh?
That's why I drive like that.
Wow. You don't want to ride with him. I rode with him over the weekend, last week sometime. It was a nightmare. It was like riding with Billy. My engineer. It was a ride from hell.
Tan exagerado.
What?
No, I'm saying exaggerated, but.
In the police car. I think maybe he had a police car. He thought he could get away with it.
Yeah, maybe it's going straight to my head.
I'm telling you. But anyway, so the anchor baby at 12 noon. And don't forget to subscribe and follow the JLP Radio Network. On YouTube and Instagram. All right, rush over there. Do it now. The JLP Radio Network on YouTube and Instagram. And follow us on social media, period. All right? Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe. JLP on talk on Instagram. I mean, X. And then Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram and Rumble and Cozy. All right? You have an announcement, Anchor Baby.
I do.
Okay.
Well, you know, it's June, right?
He's getting married.
Wow! That's amazing. With the...
The Anchor Baby getting married in June.
Yeah.
What the?
Most people make babies in June.
Is that
but
true?
Instead, the Anchor Baby getting married in June.
And making it in July.
See there? White History Month, baby.
Maybe.
No, I'm playing. He's not getting married. I'm just joking. Anchor Baby not getting married. Not this June.
What the?
But go ahead.
That is funny.
Yeah.
With the fanfare, a lot of people would have believed that.
Yeah.
Well, it's June, and a lot of things are happening in June. They got Pride Month. We got Juneteenth coming up. In fact, right, June 19th is a American holiday.
I can't believe that they made that into a few blacks found out years later that slavery had ended and it turned into a holiday. Can you get into Dahmer?
I don't know. I think hell goes down infinitely, so I think you can get dumber, and we just haven't seen it yet. But you know what? In light of that, July comes after June, after Juneteenth and this Pride mess. So we need a good July, and I just here in the studio to tell people that you can celebrate with us this July, White History Month.
White History July just feels white, and we're going to be celebrating our seventh year of White History Month come July.
We both looked at
amazing.
Hate.
Amazing!
So get ready.
the July just feel white t-shirts are available.
Big time. And I just here in the studio to tell you guys that to go to rebuildingdemand.com/stores if you want yours today, or you could go to julyfeelswhite.com. Just be sure you go to the correct one, okay? There's people out there with counterfeits. You want to be supporting Jesse and Bond, and you want to be getting an authentic July Feels White shirt, okay? So yeah. julyfeelswhite.com, or you could go to rebuildingdemand.com/stores, where you usually go for your merch, and you'll see it there as well.
Amazing! Do the counterfeit ones have my name on it?
Sometimes they do, and I do my best.
Really?
Yeah. They straight up put your name on it.
You can go to jail for that.
We do takedown orders, and I've been doing them to get ready for this White History Month, and I've been putting out those takedown orders, taking down these counterfeits. But just, we don't want people to get confused.
Right.
A new counterfeit can pop up tomorrow.
So go to
julyfeelswhite.com or rebuildingdemand.com/stores, where you usually get your merch. It'll be there as well.
Amazing. Amazing! Thank you, man.
No, thank you.
And he's not getting married this. Now, we never know what happened between now and the end of June, but this day there's no plan that I'm aware of.
But I'll be sure to do it in June so that way I can make the baby in July.
That's right. You can't make the baby in July.
Why not?
It takes 9 months. I know you have energy, but you ain't got that much energy.
It takes 9 months to cook the bread, but you still can put it in the oven. In July.
Do you know how to make a boy first?
I don't want to say if I know or not.
Oh, okay.
Because amazing. People are wondering, like, even Nick doesn't know, which I'm revealing it. People are emailing me.
Oh,
like,
you
Nick,
know.
Please tell me.
Nick know how to make a baby first. He knows the secret. He knows it.
You just gave away my secret to those people emailing me. Now I'm going to have to tell them the truth.
Oh.
That I do
know. Well, you can't put it in writing. Come
exactly.
on, man.
Yeah. You can't put it in writing. Got to call Jesse. You got to, hey, you know, you'll never know.
Amazing. Thank you, Nick. Let me go quickly back to, was it Ryan?
No.
Rain.
It was Rain.
Rain out of Sweet Home, Alabama. Rain, thank you for holding out. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you so much, Jesse, for what you do.
Thank you. You're welcome.
So I called in to actually answer the biblical question.
Which are dumber, men or women?
So intellectually speaking, the definition of dumb is to temporarily be unable or unwilling to speak. So in that right, I think that women are dumber because they don't speak up when they know that they're doing wrong. Me being a woman myself, I am wrong sometimes, so it's hard for us to actually admit wrongdoing. And I would just say that women are dumber in that case.
Women are dumber. I would love to respond, but I got to wait until Sunday. In the meantime, I do want to ask last week, biblical question, what are you trying to win?
Nothing. I don't want to win at anything because at this moment, I think that life is just about living.
And so you're not trying to win anything?
No, not with anybody or anyone. What is there to really win?
Right.
What I do want to say is, I heard you in previous weeks say that most women, they don't have their babies at home. And,
yeah.
You know, back in your time, you guys had your babies at home.
Yeah.
Me and my husband actually just experienced our first home birth, and it was such a beautiful experience.
Nice.
And he was such an amazing, you know, part of the entire thing. But I just want to tell you thank you, because women don't know how beautiful it is to have a baby at home.
Yeah.
But I literally just had a baby Saturday, and it was the most beautiful thing that I could ever do. And we got to watch you on Sunday. So thank you for everything that you do, and we really appreciate you in my household.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. It only get better. And congratulations on the brand new baby.
Thank you. Thank you so
Boy
much.
Boy or girl?
It was a girl, but we had a boy first.
Right on. Real men make boys first.
We always laugh about that. But yes, we had a girl, but we had a boy first. Thank
That's
you so
right.
much.
Right on. Keep it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. It's just going to get better.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Congratulations. Let me go to Vicky out of Tennessee.
Texas.
I mean Tennessee, Texas. Vicky, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
Wonderful. All is well here. I congratulations to the lady that just had a new baby.
Amazing.
I just want yeah. It is amazing. I just want to say that you are so right. There is no unity anymore, because there is no love. And the only way to love is to be one with God. And people just aren't. They're doing their own thing. They're told that they have their own free will, and that's not true.
Well, they're doing that because most people just don't know. They just don't know that you must be born again. They don't know that they are individual and they have to take this path by themselves. And they got to deal with that anger they have, because they have been told everything but that. And what I'm finding is that most people, they just don't know. I can't tell you the number of people that tell me all the time, I didn't know. I just didn't know I needed to forgive my mother. I didn't know I needed to forgive my father. And they just didn't know. And they're like, why did someone tell? They went to different churches, and no one ever told them salvation is of the heart and that they need to forgive. They did not know.
And when you start looking at it through, like, knowing that it's a spiritual battle more than flesh, or what's out here is so fake and phony. This hell that we're in is just because Jesus came and overcame this, right? So it's when you're attached to God, like, he guides you, and everything is perfect, and there is love, and people just, if you want it, you can have it. It's free of charge.
Absolutely.
You just have to put the work in. It's free. It doesn't cost you a thing. And I also, before I
want to go, I am glad salvation is free.
It's free.
Absolutely. Vicky, thank you so much. I got to run, but thank you.
Thanks, Jesse. You have a wonderful day.
You too. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you all the time.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Amazing how fast the time going.
Someone bought a coffee. Biblical question answer.
What? I mean, who's dumber, men or women?
Men are dumber than women by far. Just think about it. We're bigger, stronger, make better leaders, and we still haven't figured out how to get them to listen. Women have no problem whatsoever getting men to listen, but thank God we're the bigger ones. If women were bigger than men, we'd all be dead.
Repeat that. Who did they say dumber?
Men are, because we're bigger, stronger, make better leaders, but we still haven't figured out how to make them listen.
Oh, okay. Who is that?
Someone.
Oh, thank you, someone. I'll respond on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Amazing.
It's me, Zenya. El Salvador is safer than the U.S. I never would have thought that would happen in my lifetime.
Me either. I never would have thought that that would happen. I'm telling you, the last time I was there, we were real concerned about traveling from the airport in El Salvador over to San Salvador, because they were saying they can come and take your car, they can kill you along the roadside, they can rob you, all kind of stuff. They were bandits. And now, because they have the right president in there who believe and can see it's a spiritual battle, they are winning the battle, according to the report. That's mind blowing. Thank you.
She said, if you go there without someone you know, they hijack people in the past.
Yeah.
Roads like a free for all away from the cities.
Amazing, absolutely. And that's amazing that man made that change, because he understands the spiritual battle, like Trump.
Yeah, Urinal Chills says, homie speaks good English, too, about Bukele.
He sure does.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Bukele?
Yeah.
Bukele, right, Nick? Or Joel, what are y'all? But go ahead.
Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, the black liberals like Al Sharpton and Joyless Reed have a complete meltdown over black congressmen comments about black families being more together under the Jim Crow laws. Don't know if you've seen it yet, Jesse, but that's what's happening to that congressman.
That is so true when he said that, too. The black family and black people, period, were better during the Jim Crow law than they are today. What a sad commentary, but true. Absolute true.
Out of curiosity, real quick.
Curiosity killed the cat.
Why do you prefer to say during the Jim Crow laws rather than under the Jim Crow laws?
Because they weren't under the law.
Nice. I told you, John, in Kentucky. I had a little debate with my caller about why you said it that way.
Yeah, it was during the Jim Crow law. We didn't even know that law up there.
Nice.
For the most part.
Age of Inversion says, on June 8th, 1967, Israel purposely attacked the USS Liberty, killing 34 U.S. servicemen, injuring almost 200 others.
That's an American ship?
Yeah, it was an American ship.
And who attacked it?
Israel.
Oh, yeah.
It was during like the Seven Days War.
It was accidental or deliberate?
They did it. Some of them claim that they mistook the ship for like an Egyptian ship, but they're like, no, it was no mistake. They did it on purpose. And so it's a big old drama.
Maybe it was the Houthis.
No, it was the Israelis, and they got the U.S. ship.
So I have not heard about that.
Oh, yeah.
And so are the Houthis like the black
Houthi
people?
Rebels?
Yeah, are they like those black people that wear little feathers and carry those spear things?
I don't think so. I think they look more Middle Eastern.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But no, I had not heard about that.
Yeah. They like to bring it up a lot. Thank you, Age of Inversion.
Yeah, thank you, Age of Inversion.
The real Alicia bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse and crew. Question about forgiveness. If you are still angry, do you still go and forgive your parents? Seems like it would be not telling the truth in some way. Or does the anger leave after I forgive? Thanks for all the help.
Oh, so they have not gone and forgiven yet.
Have not gone and forgiven and are still angry.
Well, you got to go and forgive. But if you can truly see that you have that anger against your mother and your father, and when you see it, it's going to start changing right there. But when you go and forgive, you're separated from it. You're done with it. Go and forgive. Amazing. Thank you.
Charmy bought a coffee. Uncle Jesse, I lived in Tulsa 6 years and visited Greenwood. Yes, Black Wall Street was rebuilt and better than the first time.
Yeah.
I saw the old prosperity. Sad that it happened. Let's save this country. Trump 2024.
That's right. The Great White Hope. Check out Uncle Tom 2. It talks about and it proves that Wall Street, so-called Black Wall Street, was rebuilt. These people didn't sit around and cry about it. They built back better. All right? And most blacks don't even know that, because that part of the story was kept away from them so that the enemies of God can use it for personal gain. Amazing. Thank you.
Beta J bought a coffee. Why not call it Mama Monday? Also, Bond should have a round table where Jesse and the experts talk about random current events.
Amazing idea.
Interesting. Great minds think alike. Yeah. Here's Joel Friday.
Yeah. No worry. That's coming. We have a black man in charge of that.
Nice.
You know it's going to happen to the black. It's in control.
And that's a fact.
Amazing. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Sunny on cozy.tv/JLP. From the river to the sea, Jesse Lee Peterson will be free.
Thank you. Amazing.
Yeah. Zach bought our coffee. Not pithy, but he says, Mr. Firmament is back. Hope you guys did your homework during the weekend, studying the Book of Genesis, King James Version only. Jesse, Elon Musk and the government has been lying to you for your whole life. There is no outer space. No way we can leave outside ever. The firmament. We are contained by God's handiwork. Please read Psalm 19:1, KJV. Government has lied to you all. How can you guys say you are Christians but don't even believe the word of the Bible? King James Version Bible clearly states we are under a firmament.
So you've been out there?
Truth is stranger than fiction. Also, I'll say it again, the sky is blue because we're underwater. It's the only reason why the sky is blue. Book of Genesis will explain how that is possible. Government has mastered the arts of illusion
piffy.
To the masses. Thank you, Zach, for your coffee.
Keep it piffy, Zach. I appreciate it. Thank you.
BM007, good morning, JLP and crew. This is on Rumble. Rumble rant.
Got to know how to rumble.
After my second baby out of wedlock, my grandpa asked me, what are you doing with yourself? I said, I'm independent. I'm an independent woman. He said, you ain't sheep. Laughing face emoji. Rest his soul. He was an alpha Obama lover.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, BM007. I wouldn't have doxed you as a black woman. Anyway, thank
you. Black?
Must be because, I'm profiling her as black because her grandpa is an alpha Obama lover.
Oh.
And if she had a baby out of wedlock. She didn't say that she's black, though.
Oh, okay.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Dee bought a Cash App donation. Stop smoking pot.
That's right.
And that came in before those calls.
Put down the pot.
It's me, Xenia. Keep up the great work, everyone.
Thank you. We will, and thank you for your support.
Son Carly Wanta, 5 coffees.
Nice.
Also a non-pithy one. I have a Bible app on my phone, sends me a scripture to read every morning. I always question why I never get a scripture that correlates with what you say. But this morning, after I questioned you from some people calling you a false whatever, they about the scripture was, be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation, will be honored throughout the world. I instantly thought of a video I remember watching you telling this lady God doesn't speak to you with words. He speaks to you through a voiceless voice, through revelation. That's when I knew I got my answer. You were doing the right thing and that I should forgive and do the silent prayer.
Amazing. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Yeah, don't listen to the Pharisees.
Yeah.
Urinal Chills says, ask the biblical question like the blats and it'll sound better. Who be dumber, men or women? Problem solved. LOL.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wayne bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. Biblical question.
Who's dumber, men or women?
The feminine spirit, not necessarily the woman, is dumber because it is tricked into killing her own children in the womb, destroying her own family by discrediting the man, turning her children against her husband, living in her thoughts instead of letting go and letting God, and calling good evil and evil good. I will stop at 5. Ha ha.
That's deep. Thank you. Amazing. Let me get you some call real fast.
Okay.
Thank you all. Amazing. Let me go quick to, is it Eden? Eden out of California. What? I want to get to Eden. Eden!
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Good day to you, Brother Jesse. How are you?
All is well. Real fast.
Thank you for having me on your show. Yes, sir.
Real fast. I'm hearing the music. I was trying to get to you sooner.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Yes, sir. My name, I'm Eden Blackman. And I'm running for president 2024. And as president...
Ain't you playing? Eden, I thought your call was really important, so I was trying to get to it. And amazing. I'm out of time. Sorry, folks. I'm out of time. All right. I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. The Hake Report is coming now. The Hake Report Joyofriday.com is coming up now. And after him, the Joy of Friday. And after Joy of Friday, the Anchor Baby. Amazing! We'll finish up on the Super Chat tomorrow as well. And take your calls. Get on the straight and narrow, folks, and stay there. Stay there, stay there, stay there. I should have taken another call. I didn't realize you were going to be crazy like that. Thank you all. Have a good one. And thanks for your support. I appreciate it. Bye. Take care. Bye.
Track one time. Joel Friday here. Look, stand up, stand up. We got fighting to do. We gotta show him who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you. Igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never wanna stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop? You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax.